get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Alrighty, welcome. So this is the news for August 21st, 2023. That is awesome, Sauce. I can't believe August is almost over already.
I know.
Christmas is right around the corner.
Ugh, don't remind me.
It's going to get interesting.
It's going to get crazy.
Before we get into the fun stuff, don't forget, please book your 2024 Walt Disney World package and be entered to win a free Disney cruise for four people. You heard right. It's a cruise for four people. Contact us today to start planning for your 2024 vacation package, which are available, and dining plans. You can do so by going to DisneyParksPodcast.com/2D2Travel. D2Travel. The rules are these. Your package must include a minimum of four nights at a Disney resort, 4 days of tickets, and a dining package. Deposit must be made at the time of booking before October 1st, 2023. Travel must take place after January 9th, 2024. Cancellation of the booking will result in the forfeiture of the prize, and cruise dates are subject to availability. All right. Very good. Did you do anything Disney interesting this weekend?
I did not.
What?
I actually didn't even go to my home away from home.
What?
I went to another theme park all on its own.
A gas
station? It apparently sells gas and a lot of it.
It's funny that that place is not also does not allow trucks. It's primarily for road warriors.
Cars.
Yeah, cars. You know, very interesting.
Cars, RVs, and EVs.
Yeah. But it seems that there's usually some place that trucks can park, not in their own lot, but then, you know,
there's a spot
walk
for like,
over to.
Yeah, campers and stuff can get. Yeah. I think trucks can park somewhere else.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. What did I do? Friday night, we went to Copper Creek Cabin. You've stayed there.
I have. Yeah. I've had the fortune, fortunately to stay there for two nights once.
Yeah. So
it was a wonderful place.
Yeah. So, you'll want to write this number down. This was cabin, 8007. And the reason you want to write that down is because if you want to see fireworks from your cabin, this faces the Magic Kingdom fireworks. Yeah. So from your little deck, you can go out there, sit on your picnic table, and they pipe in the music. So you're getting the music and the show. So we saw the Halloween fireworks, Hallowishes, from there.
Nice.
Yeah, which was nice. Because this cabin is off to the left, so if you're off to the right, you're really not going to get a view of fireworks, since you'll be looking at Fort Wilderness, not the Magic Kingdom. And yours was off to the right. You were kind of looking out on Bay Lake.
I was a little bit further down, but
yeah. So it was good too, because this really wasn't. If you went down the ramp, made a left where Roaring Fork as you went that way, and then out the door, it was like right there. So that was great, because if you needed stuff from the lodge, you didn't have to, you know, hike all the way back to, you know, the area. It was relatively close. If you wanted to grab a coffee or something from inside, it was good to do that. They're very nice. I like these more than I like the Poly ones.
Me too. I've had the chance to not stay in a Poly one, but they were doing their usual open house every now and then, and you could just wander on over there and walk in.
Right.
I like this one because it has a lot higher ceilings.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it feels not so kind of crammed.
Yeah. Yep. I think the kitchen's a little bit bigger.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I like the hot tub better than the plunge pool. I just have to say it. I hate to say it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I feel like the cabins at Wilderness give you a little bit more of a cabin woodsy comfort feel, where the poly ones almost kind of feel a little bit sterile, like, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They're there, but that's about that.
Yeah.
I've also heard it's very noisy in the cab at the poly.
Yeah.
You can hear the boats go by all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's something you'd like to hear.
Yeah. You can probably hear the train now. Now that the train started up again. You know, thank God the monorail doesn't honk a horn. Otherwise, everything that went past would be honking something. You know. Anyway. I guess the only one fun thing that you could do at Poly that you can't do over at the Wilderness Cabin is you could order Ohana and have it delivered to your...
This is also very true.
Yeah. Something you can't do. There is no room service to that, which is weird. So, anyway.
That would be the only defining quality, that I can get Ohana's whenever I want.
Exactly.
Although I hear you just need to order X and you get double of that, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. You just tell them two people and they bring it enough for four.
Four. Yeah, exactly. They don't want to come back again. Yeah,
they don't want you to come back.
All right, I'm just going to order for 10.
Exactly.
I got food for the whole week.
Yeah, what's the first story in our list here, Mr. James?
Story number one. Tiana's Palace Restaurant is set to open in Disneyland Park on September 7th, 2023. We are weeks away, actually. Disneyland Park is introducing Tiana's Palace Restaurant, which will open on September 7th, 2023. Inspired by the movie The Princess and the Frog, the restaurant is designed to resemble the one Princess Tiana created. Princess Tiana's story explained with Eudora's Chic Boutique and will continue with Tiana's Bayou Adventure attraction in 2024. The restaurant will be filled with details referencing Tiana's New Orleans background, featuring an emerald green balcony, yellow and green awnings, and Mardi Gras colors. Inside, there's a bayou mural that nods to Tiana's story, such as lilies, frog porcelain, cookbooks, and her father's gumbo spoon. The French Market restaurant influences Tiana's palace design, and the space pays homage to the film's iconic silhouette. The restaurant will offer a menu that reflects Tiana's journey and New Orleans flavors, with efforts to source ingredients from Louisiana. That's cool.
Yeah.
The Mint Julep Bar will also return. Guests can use the Disneyland app to mobile order the new dishes. Overall, this addition expands Princess Tiana's narrative and brings her world to life in the park.
Yeah. So, being that they said mobile order, this will probably be a quick service, not a sit-down. Because you really can't mobile order at most sit-down restaurants. So
no, it. Just realized that too.
Yeah.
Darn,
yeah.
I was hoping to sit down. That'd have been cool.
Yeah, that would have been cool. So it's cool. They're going to get a little restaurant. I do not think we're going to get one here.
No. We have a footprint for something, but I don't know what we're getting. It hasn't really been talked about.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think the little Splash Mountain gift shop could be turned into a restaurant. It's a little bit on the small side.
Nah. We could do a Mint Julep Bar, though.
Yeah, could do a Julep Bar. Absolutely.
We could do that.
Absolutely. All right, hey, there's a new menu at the Contempo Cafe. Well, that's great. It's only been 12 years, I think, at least.
Only.
I don't think it's ever changed since I've been down here.
Well, that means number one might still be true.
Yeah, exactly. They introduced a new menu with a focus on desserts and sweet offerings alongside new entrees. For breakfast, they've added a breakfast flatbread. No.
It's 12 years old flatbread.
With scrambled eggs, sausage, gravy, cheddar, bacon, and chives, as well as a Minnie Mouse-themed cinnamon roll dipped in white chocolate.
And we're going to churn them all up and send them right into the parks. Hooray!
Lunch and dinner options include a four cheese grilled cheese and tomato basil soup. All right, that sounds good. Oh, I like that.
Boy, it's a lot.
A spicy chicken sandwich with crispy chicken, pepper jack, chipotle remoulade, and more. It is all served on a brioche bun. After 4 p.m., they will offer rice bowls like braised beef, grilled chicken, and grilled shrimp, each including a protein, rice, and vegetables. The dessert selections will now feature new items like a Jack Jack Cookie Num Num Cupcake. So the Num Nums you can only get at the studios right near Toy Story Land. But apparently they've now made a Num Num Cupcake. Should be interesting. If you need some sugar, that would probably be the dessert to get your fill. There are also monorail s'more brownies and a five-legged goat fruit tart, which pays tribute to Mary Blair's mural at the Contemporary. If you know where the goat is and you know about the goat, please raise your hand. Raise your hand. Anyway. Yeah. All right. So good. They're changing the menu there a little bit, because I used to eat there a lot. Like when I was running, you know, to go to the Magic Kingdom, I would stop there, grab a bite to eat, and then head in. But apparently it's changing.
Maybe for the better. Maybe for the worse. I don't know.
I like grilled cheese and tomato soup, so it's got me interested.
I'm not too sure if I want to get loaded up on a scrambled egg, sausage and gravy, bacon, biscuit, and chive meal before I go ride Tron, but, you know, that's how I feel.
No.
Or Buzz Lightyear's laser beam festival.
Exactly. Or Mine Train, or...
Or anything.
Space Mountain.
All of it.
Yeah.
I might only have to sit down and go use the Hall of Presidents. That's as far as I'm going
to
get.
You might get to taste that twice.
Three times if you're lucky.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. What's the next one there?
New mural coming to Communicore Hall in Epcot, if we ever get to see it. Mm-hmm. As part of Epcot's transformation, that's a long transformation. The nearing completion of Communicore Hall is a significant project. This hall will act as a central location for Epcot's festivals, celebrations, and interactions with characters like Mickey and friends. A special event was held for Walt Disney World's Epcot Park cast members, giving them an exclusive preview of an all-new mural for Communicore Hall. The mural features timeless Disney's characters and attractions in a classic blend of shapes and colors, evoking a traditional Disney ambiance. The mural's design embodies the essence of Disney magic and is being met with excitement.
All right. I saw some pictures. It's very colorful. It's very bright. You know, it was hard to see, you know, the whole thing and what they were trying to, you know, tell us, but it looked interesting. Listen, I just want to see Communicore Hall. I don't care about the image quite yet.
I want to see the whole Communicore.
Yeah, I just want to see the building.
I'll see the mural when I get there too, but I want it all open.
Yeah, exactly.
How about we make it Communicore No Wall?
Yeah, exactly. Walls have to come down so that we can see it.
Yep.
All right. Opening dates have been announced for the Maribel meet and greet at Magic Kingdom. So starting September 15th, Maribel, a beloved character from Walt Disney Animation Studios Encanto and a member of the Familia, will be available for meet and greets at the Magic Kingdom. Maribel's magical siesta will be her meeting spot, taking the place of Merida from Brave. So this is, if you're looking at the castle, it's kind of off to the right kind of over in the back end, backside little area of Fantasyland near the teacups. The character interaction will continue throughout the year, not limited to Hispanic and Latin American Heritage Months. Additionally, Maribel, Uncle Bruno will be part of the Disney Adventure Friends Cavalcade at the Magic Kingdom from the same date. This cavalcade includes various popular characters like Miguel from Coco, Princess Ilana from Avalor, Jose Carrera, I don't know what that, and here more. Yep, as they move through the park for special appearances. So there you go. That didn't take them long to flip that area.
No.
Because I feel like just last week we were talking about them doing this, so that was quick.
Yeah.
See, when they want to be quick, they can be.
When you want to drag it on for 7 years.
When you
want to
make it go on for 3 years, well, they can also do that.
You can do that, too.
They can do that, too.
Y'all don't remember the giant finger that was over the spaceship Earth for 7 years, ever.
Or the hat at the studios.
Or the hat that never left.
Yeah. It was there for what, the 25th anniversary or something?
It was there for quite 10 a while. Years? 10 extra.
And the thing was, too, like, all right, so for both of those things, it took them forever to put them up, but only 10 seconds to take them down. I mean,
that's amazing.
I mean, the
how
hat
that
was
works.
Gone in 2 nights.
Yeah. It's almost like they said it took so long to put up. We just don't want to take it down.
Yeah. I think they just put like some explosive packs around the base and just watch it drop to the ground and haul the pieces off.
Think giant magnet to pick up all the metal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Where is it now? At the bottom of the ocean over at Castaway Key, so you can scuba dive to it.
Yeah, it's a scuba reef.
Somewhere. It might very well be.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows, right? All right, what's up with our buddy Mr. DeSantis? What's he got in store for us now?
He's always got something going on. We'll leave it at that much. Right now, DeSantis wants Disney to drop the lawsuit and move on. Tony just wants you to walk away. Just walk away. It's like the gambler. Fold him. It's out of here. Time to go.
Yes.
In a recent interview with CNBC's Brian Sullivan, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida and 2024 presidential candidate, discussed several contentious issues, including his past conflict with the Walt Disney Company. Despite previous disagreements, DeSantis conveyed a more conciliatory tone during the conversation, emphasizing a desire to move forward from the situation. He indicated that he has already moved on from the matter. When asked if he had communicated with Disney CEO Bob Iger, DeSantis confirmed that he hadn't. He hadn't. Sullivan pressed further, questioning DeSantis about what he would say to Iger if they were to talk. DeSantis responded by suggesting that Disney should just drop the lawsuit. Disney expressed a preference for treating all companies equally and progressing positively. He mentioned changes to Disney's special task district established in the 1960s, which had been altered. Disney asserts that these changes are a response to the company's previous stance on legislation that restricted classroom discussions related to gender and sexual orientation. DeSantis downplayed this connection, asserting that it's just one of the challenges Disney is facing due to a perceived loss of confidence by parents.
Okay. So the big dog comes out. He tries to dismantle what was done from the 60s. And then the big dog says, hey, can you not sue us? Do you really have time for that? No. You came after us first. Now we're coming back after you. And that's the way it rolls.
And our dogs keep biting and don't let go.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen. I am shocked, first of all, the part where DeSantis has not spoken to Bob Iger. I can't believe that has not happened at this current time. I find that very hard to believe. It's probably true, but I find it hard to believe. Which leads me to, is both people so pissed off and focused on their own little world, they're driving with blinders on, that like Iger doesn't have the balls to pick up the phone and say, hey, Ron, can you dial down this rhetoric about us and our company and, you know, dismantling our special tax district? You know, if you back down a little bit, we'll back down. I'm surprised there hasn't been a negotiation, like arbitration, mediation, something.
Can't we all just get along?
Yeah.
Apparently not, but.
Yeah. I mean, gosh, Mickey.
Yeah, apparently not, but, you know.
I guess not. So, you know, interesting, I guess for me, I would say I think Disney should just keep pressing. Just, you know, do the lawsuit, keep, you know, pressing. Because the one story we read probably a couple weeks ago was that this gave Disney... via discovery that what DeSantis's emails and whatnot, you know, if DeSantis was really just targeting him or all companies in the state of Florida, and we know what the answer to that is, but it would have come out discovery when they got in his emails, texts, and phone records and all that other stuff. So anyway, let's move on. I'm done ranting.
That's that. Someone started the fight, and now someone wants to finish it.
Thank you, Ron, for months of news. We appreciate you. Thank
months,
you.
Months, months.
All right. Last week's trivia question was, which Tokyo Disneyland Resort restaurant is famous for serving unique popcorn flavors, which you should include some examples. So the correct answer was the Gazebo restaurant offers unique popcorn flavors such as curry, honey, and milk tea. Those are very interesting popcorn flavors. I don't see those at the popcorn place at the Magic Kingdom.
Nope. I don't.
Nope, I didn't either.
Not one that doesn't need a whole lot of popcorn, but I would not. Especially curry and milk tea.
Yeah.
How's that? Honey? Okay. Honey, I can see. I can understand that.
Yep. All right. The winner was Beth. And as we like to say, Beth, it's in the mail. This week's question. In Treasure Cove, and you'll have to figure out what park that's in, what is the name of the restaurant located inside a pirate ship? If you think you know the correct answer, send that to Disney Parks Podcast at gmail.com. And we'll send you a very nice prize.
Yes, we will.
All right. Hey, Disney Cruise Line announces the virtual reveal for their new ship, Disney Treasure. So tune in Wednesday, August 30th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time for the grand virtual reveal of the Disney Treasure. Disney Cruise Line's newest ship during the world premiere of Unlocking the Disney Treasure, adventure awaits the onboard Disney newest ship. So they're going to roll this out. And I don't know why they're doing it virtually, I guess. I don't know. I think this is just kind of like a sneak peek. I think there'll be a whole grand inaugural thing. But the Disney Treasure will be a blend of a one-of-a-kind offerings with unparalleled hospitality that distinguishes every Disney Cruise Line vacation. If you've been following along, you may have already seen sneak peeks at the Disney Treasure, including how Walt Disney's love and exploration will inspire the ship's design and features. You've even seen maybe a glimpse of the Grand Hall, which is inspired by the grandeur and mystery of the Gilded Palace, draws on real-world influences from Asia and Africa and pays homage to far-off lands such as Agrabah from Disney's classic Aladdin. Now, wouldn't that be interesting if there was a restaurant called Agrabah that would make it into a Disney theme park? So that'll be interesting. We'll have to stay tuned for that.
We will.
Yeah. All right, what's happening over at the Animal Kingdoms?
Over at the Animal Kingdoms, we have Zootopia and Moana Blue Sky Concepts may be moving forward as senior Imagineers are spotted at Disney's Animal Kingdom. At the September 2022 D3 Expo, Disney Parks Chairman Josh D'Amaro laid out some blue sky plans for reimagining Dino Land USA at Disney's Animal Kingdom. It's the big parking lot that really doesn't have much in it right now. Alongside Imagineering Chris Beatty. Josh shared that the company is looking at Zootopia and Moana attractions to be added to the park, including a log flume type ride. Today, senior members of Walt Disney Imagineering, including Chris Beatty, were seen touring Disney's Animal Kingdom, specifically the Dinoland USA area. Dinoland USA is made up of the Thrill Ride Dinosaur and Triceratops Spin Kids Ride. The Primeval World Coaster is now closed and is completely demolished. Freeing up land for new development, Dinosaur itself has frequently been associated with various reimagining projects that use the existing ride system, but with a new story and IP. Earlier this year, CEO Bob Iger confirmed that the sequel to Zootopia is in the works, adding strength to the likelihood of the blue sky plans for Disney's Animal Kingdom being realized. So let me get this right. You're going to put a Moana, maybe, hopefully, not, because we just built a Moana somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't think I have a feeling that we're not going to get a Moana there. It's gonna be just Zootopia. I think the Moana thing's been done over at Epcot, and they're done with that. I don't think we're going to see anything else from that. But if you do remember from the 2023 Expo, they didn't announce anything really about parks. They just kind of said, hey, you know, we're thinking of this, and just trying to get reaction from the audience and see, oh, that didn't go over well, or they weren't interested in that. So, I mean, I don't think Zootopia was a blockbuster for them, movie-wise, but maybe it's popular enough, you know, in their polling data, to warrant a land. So let's hope that happens. And if you do a sequel, well, if you can do the sequel and open the land at the same time, well, you might get your big bang for your dollar, you know.
It'll definitely get a draw, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. All right, you ready for some headline news?
Headline news, let's do it.
How about a little headline news?
And now, the headline news.
All right, if you're a very lucky, special person, and you've donated highly to the Disney Corporate Fund, Disneyland Cruise Line is now going to honor these families with a special island display. So when you get off the ship and you walk down to get on to Castaway, there'll be all these little name plaques with people that have taken 25 cruises or more. Wait, no, it's 50 cruises or more.
No, 50.
50. 50. 50 cruises. That means you had to take two for the last 25 years that they've been doing this. That's a lot of cruises.
I've met people with more than that.
Ouch.
Like, we're talking triple digits.
Okay. Well, apparently they got a lot of free time. Anyway, I just thought it was interesting. The reason I mentioned this is Disney likes building these tiered class of people. Like, oh, look at these people. They've done 50. You haven't. It's just, really? Do I need them on a thing? Can't you just send them a plaque in the mail? Like, thank you. Here's your plaque. Put this on your wall in your office.
No. Okay. Why would we do that?
Exactly. Hey, next up, Avenger Vault, which is going to be a shop, is coming to Disney. It's not going to be a museum thing. It's a shop. It's coming to Disney's California Adventure Park, so stay tuned for that. San Francisco Square opened at Disney's California Adventure August 31st. So if you want to go see San Francisco, you can do that. New Coco and Encanta La Familia merch collections are coming soon, part of the 100th collection. There's a new Hocus Pocus Sipper coming to Disneyland soon.
Seen it.
Yep. Joffrey's is introducing a new limited edition Disney Villains coffee collection. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's, I go to Starbucks. I don't know about you.
Yeah. Very interesting. New Beauty and the Beast sipper is available today at Disneyland. Apparently, Disneyland's getting all the sippers. Okay.
I don't need it.
Right. Hey, new Princess Sleep Stories are available on the Calm app. This is a kind of a meditation breathing app, so you can now get a princess sleep story on your Calm app. That should be fun. Hey, new color-changing legacy Star Wars lightsabers are now available, and they are only $249. So get one of those. So your lightsaber now has a little thing in it, and it can change all the different colors just by pushing your button. Very nice.
Woohoo!
So now you can sort around in different colors. Imagineer and Epcot transformation lead Zach Ridley. If you don't follow Zach on the Twitter Instas, you should, because he posts some very good pictures. He has been promoted now to the new role. This is new, of Global Creative Strategy Executive. Put that on a business card, Zach. Mm-hmm.
That might take two lines.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Walt Disney World is going to eliminate self-service paper straws and plastic lids. You will now have to beg for them at the self-service counter. May I please have a lid and straw with my drink, please? Thank you. Just give us lids and straws. It's not that difficult, Disney. Are you really that cheap? And don't give me this sea turtle thing. I don't want to hear it. We're 50 miles from the beach.
Only.
Yeah. The croissant donut, or cronut, is now back at Food and Wine. It's available in Epcot, obviously. There is a new, not a new, take this back. Vanellope, the meet and greet, is permanently closed now at Epcot. So maybe they'll put something new over there.
There is new coming, and it's a big purple dinosaur.
It's a purple your imagination. Dinosaur.
Of your imagination.
Mm.
It's Figment. So it's being reimagined.
It's just a figment of my imagination.
It's definitely that. A figment of your imagination.
I know. All Galaxy Edge lightsabers are on sale for 30% off. because they are coming out with what, James?
Seems to be a new model.
There you go. They've done this before. This is like...
they're phasing out the old and trying to bring in the new.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure they have a lot of hilts and bits and pieces that they need to get rid of.
I believe the rumor is the hilts on the new ones are going to be a little less thicker.
Oh.
As the word, I guess. Not as, yeah. They found a way to make them a little bit smaller.
Oh.
For the same effect, I guess. Maybe. That's what I heard. I don't know how true it is, but we'll find out when they come out.
Owie to Zowie. All right. And last, probably really the last thing that Disney's done since the pandemic.
Which should be really first on this entire list, but we're waiting for last.
Yep. Trams are coming back in all of the parking lots.
All of the parks. That's it. You hear it, folks. All four parks will now have trams.
Sometime
in September.
So Disney posted this on Facebook. Oh, the trams are coming back. Blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh. I said, it only took you 3 years to do that. That's great of you. Thank you, Disney. And then somebody posted, they go, oh, they lost the keys to the trams, and they just recently found them. Yeah. Yeah. 3 years. That's a long time. It's a long time. All right. The studios, I get. That's a pretty short walk. Epcot on a bad day, when you're parked in the back, that's a long walk.
That is a long walk. But it is a straight shot, but it's a long walk.
It is a straight shot. It is a long walk. Animal Kingdom, if you're in the back or the far, far corner, that's a long haul.
Go home. Just go
home. Yeah.
just turn around.
Just turn the car around, drive through the parking lot, find the exit, get out.
Come back after lunch when people have left. Yeah. Either or.
Or just go park at the resort and take an Uber over, because it'll
either
just be
or.
Easier.
Yeah.
It'll just be easier. Pay the $6 and Uber over. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Anyway, that's all we got. That's all the news that's fit to print and scream
all
about.
All the news.
Yeah. You have any other interesting things?
Trams are back. That's it.
Trams are back.
Probably the most exciting thing ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the Magic Kingdom is a big parking lot, too, but that's the first place they started putting trams, so good for you.
They actually felt bad for us there.
Well, it was probably because they were sending ambulance to the parking lot to collect everybody that had passed out from the heat trying to get
bodies.
To the park.
So got another one on the ground. Scrape them up.
You know, when you shovel up 5 to 10 bodies a day, you're bound to open.
What happened to him? He only made it like three parking lots.
He only made it to Goofy. That was it. He passed out. All right, kids. That's all we got.
That's all it is.
All right. Hey, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for doing that. If you want to get two extra fun shows, go over to patreon.com/DisneyParksPodcast. We get two extra shows for you.
And right, this kids. One today.
Yeah. As we like to say, if I don't see you online, see you at Disney Parks Podcast.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a moon out of the blue, paint steps in and sees you through.